Number 62. The Guest. When the esteemed leader of our small tribal enclave received the wonderful news that we were to receive an immediate visit from an eminent emissary from the state of Arundia, he was embroiled in an important empirical experiment. He relied on empiricism in all his scientific explorations. He immediately hired an encomiastic young man who lived on a nearby enclosure to write an encomium for His Eminence the Emissary. This encounter would be crucial to the future of our small country. The written work had to embody the idea that our tribe wished to be emulsified as one in an embrace with Arundia, but not too close an emulsified embrace, you understand. You see, our economy was embryonic at that time, and we could do with any kind of emoluments that the Arundians might provide us with. The enthusiastic encomiast got to work at once. As Arundias encircled our lands, we needed to maintain good relations with them. Nothing could be permitted to go wrong during the visit, but just in case something did go wrong, plans were made for dealing with all possible emergencies. Better safe than sorry. The police were empowered to detain people who hated Arundians, and they did so with gusto. When the emissary arrived, he was presented with several beautiful gifts. There was an emerald as a symbol of our everlasting empathy with Arundia. There was also a plaque with the features of our leader embossed on it. Our leader's wife had embroidered a piece of cloth with an enciphered message of solidarity with our neighbors. Then came the encomium. It was emended at the last moment, though the emendation didn't take long. The encomium was read, and it truly encompassed all the sentiments our leader had wished it to contain. It encapsulated his wishes so exactly that he became emphatic in his desire for the writer to sit at his table. It read like an emollient, and was certainly not emetic. The emissary, enamored and enchanted with the encomium, declared that no one in Arundia could possibly emulate it. Others described it as imperial and as filling the Empyrean with joy. These praises emboldened the writer to emote his thanks to both men. He emitted a squeal of delight and enacted a short impromptu comedy skit on the main table, marking the enamel. With luck, this would bring him enough wealth to emigrate and start a new life.